Daniel, Chapter 5, The Fiery Furnace. At the end of the 3 years' schooling of the Hebrew children, referred to in last week's lesson, they were required to undergo an examination upon what they had learned. The king himself conducted the examination. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Shortly afterward, King Nebuchadnezzar had his dream of the great image, in which was represented the course of empires from his day to the end of the world. The dream made a deep impression on his mind, but he could not possibly recall what he had seen. He was so exercised in mind over it, in trying to recall it, that he could not sleep, and he finally called for the magicians, astrologers, sorcerers, and Chaldeans, that they might tell him what he had dreamed. Daniel and his 3 brethren, however, were not brought in among these, probably on account of their youth. None of all these that came could tell the king anything at all about what he wanted to know, by which he discovered their imposture, and commanded that they should be killed. Although Daniel and his brethren were by some means overlooked in the call to gather the wise men before the king, they were not missed when the officers went to execute the decree of death upon all such. They were found, and were about to be taken to execution when Daniel asked to be taken to the king. His request was granted, and he asked time and he would tell all the king's matter. Then God showed the thing to Daniel in a night vision, and so the whole matter with its meaning was shown to the king. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. These events occurred in the 2nd year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, about 603 BC. The event which is the subject of the lesson for today was about 23 years afterward. During this time, Nebuchadnezzar had made an expedition into Egypt and laid it waste. There he had opportunity to see a colossal image which had been set up by Ramesses II, the king, who knew not Joseph. This image with its pedestal was 115 feet high and weighed 1,200 tons. It is supposed that it was an imitation of this image that Nebuchadnezzar erected his, in his ambition to excel in things great all surrounding kingdoms. When Nebuchadnezzar had set up his image, he sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image. When they had all come, and all was ready, then a herald cried aloud, the command that when the sound of all the music was heard, all the assembly should fall down and worship the great image. Of course Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, being principal officers, were there, and also of course they refused to obey the king's command. It was told the king immediately, and he called them up and asked them about it. Thinking that perhaps it was inadvertence, and that they had not intentionally disobeyed, he asked them, is it true, Margin? Is it of purpose? Hebrew. Is it a laid plan? O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Then he repeated his command to them direct, and he received a direct answer in which he learned that it was of purpose, that it was because of a laid plan, that they refused to worship the image which he had set up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up. They were immediately bound, and were plunged into the midst of the furnace, with it already heated 7 times hotter than it was usual to heat it. But they were no sooner fallen into the furnace than Nebuchadnezzar was almost petrified with astonishment. He cried to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. But he answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then they were called forth. Thus God delivered those who trusted in him. And thus he vindicated the principle that we are bound to resist the laws of men, when they are against the law or word of God. Daniel's deliverance from the lion's den, and the deliverance of the apostles from prison more than once, are only additional assertions of the principle that we ought to obey God rather than men. This lesson is of vital importance to every Sunday school scholar in this union. For the National Reform Party has set itself to make an image to the papal power, and to compel all men, under pains and penalties, to worship both the papal power and its image, and this in direct violation of the plain commandment of God. And each one who lives the natural course of life will be called upon, and that soon, to decide for himself whether he will worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters, or whether he will renounce allegiance to God and worship the papal power and the national reform image to it in the United States. The commandment of God says, "The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work." In defiance of this commandment, and upon the sole authority of the Catholic Church, the national reformers are going to enact a law by which they can compel everybody to keep Sunday. But if any man worship the beast and his image, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. A.T. Jones.